possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It is at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Whenever Maria Kina doesn't move from her chair, I think she's got more news. There's always breaking news, and it always happens that way. So I didn't want to jump in until I made sure that she was done, because I have someone I want to introduce you to. So we're starting off the hour tonight. In the 8 o'clock hour, you met Rabbi Lamda and what's going on in the Jewish community in St. Charles, which I never really knew there was a big Jewish community in St. Charles, but I'm learning a lot. But it was just a really good feel-good story. So I want to introduce you to somebody else who is changing lives for the better and making a difference in communities. Because in today's world, like we talked about before, we got enough darkness and hate that's going on right now to fill us for a while. So you need to meet some good people who are doing some good things and giving you an opportunity to maybe join with them. And we do more when we stick together. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Angel Magasano. She has got a group called the Women of LBB. It is the Little Black Book, and she is joining at your service on KMOX. Angel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
You know, I'm always good when I talk to you.
Thanks. Well, it's nice to speak to you this evening.
So ever since I've been filling in for the last, I don't know, year or so, I have been trying to get schedules to work out with you when I would remember and say, hey, we need to get you on and talk about Little Black Book, because I have watched you foster this group and put together a group of amazing women who just get stuff done. And that is the best way I can think to describe the members of LBB, because all of the women that I met are continue to meet are just women who get stuff done. That's edited for radio, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. The organization really attracts a woman who is a do-it kind of person. myself, sometimes I get things done and I think, how did I do that? Well, I don't know how I did it, but it happens, right? So we're women who make things happen, and it's incredible.
I love the fact that you say when we all run together in the same direction, there's no stopping us. And you have gotten a lot of folks to run in the same direction. But I want to back up for a second and go back and tell everybody, what is LBB and where did this idea start?
Yeah, so it's really evolved over the years. At this point, Little Black Book Women in Business is a women's organization. We are 11 years old this year. And what LBB is, we are a women's community. And what we provide for women in business is the opportunity to have experiences to gather with like-minded women for networking, business growth and development, masterminding, accountability. And at the end of the day, the organization is really about meeting women where they are and getting them to where they aspire to be. So we just have several levels of growth and development opportunities for women within that spectrum to fit in where they are and then to move beyond to where they aspire to be.
Did you start it in St. Charles or did it start somewhere else?
I started it in Wentzville.
Hey.
So in St. Charles County, back in 2012, it started as a grassroots movement. For me, I was a former corporate executive, middle management, really. And I had left that world for a number of reasons. And most of it was that the corporate life just didn't suit my family life. So I left that world to be a stay-at-home mom. And while as a stay-at-home mom, I started a small business, a cake decorating business, which, by the way, I was really good at making cakes and decorating them. And this was back in the days of the Cake Boss and big layered cakes. Anyway,
I'm really good at eating cakes. So if you make them, I can eat them. We can work this out. It's a great partnership.
This would be a good relationship for us to have, yeah, because the cakes are delicious.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't build a body like this by pushing away early, right? So you finish all layers of the cake.
Cake by chili, body by cake and chili. Yeah, I get it.
I'm in.
My problem was that I was a corporate executive in marketing. So I knew all about marketing, but I didn't know about business administration. So when I was running that cake business, it really was a hobby business, and I was struggling to be taken seriously as a business owner because, honestly, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know how to administer a business. So I started to just ask people around me, hey, if you can share your best practices in budgeting, inventory control, some of the things that I didn't know about, I can share my best practices with marketing. And that's how I started to build a network of women. Hey, let me help you with the things that you're deficient in, and you can help me with the things I don't know about. And also, let's talk about the fact that I've got a family at home that needs to be fed, and the laundry needs to be done, and the kids need to have homework, and they need to run the soccer, and all the other things that I need to do as a woman.
And you go from there to 13 communities across Northeast Missouri and Southern Illinois. That has to be just a ton of work of meeting one woman at a time and continuing to grow this business out.
Well, you're right. For probably the first 8 to 10 years, the hustle was real. And just networking at as many places as I could and trying to meet people and have them understand really what I was trying to do, and just a women's empowerment movement and women in business education and support. It was tough. And to put that in perspective, it took me 10 years to grow our network to 10 cities across the region. And in the past 12 months, we're currently servicing 13, but by the end of the year, we'll be in 15 cities across the region. So in 12 months, I've been able to grow 50% of what I was able to do in 10 years. So it just, it takes a lot of hustle at the startup, as businesses do, and then momentum catches on. And, you know, when you've got something that's right, it just, it grows.
Well, you're definitely seeing the fruits of your labor. I mean, now you've got a 501c with the Little Black Book Give Foundation. But I wanted to talk about, before you get out of here, I want to talk about Burbash, because Burbash just keeps getting bigger every year.
It's exciting. So Burbash is the gala that Little Black Book throws every year. It supports Toys for Tots. It has since 2012. And really, the campaign is a 45-day collection campaign that we run regionally with business partners. And we really started doing it because back in the day, we just felt fortunate as individuals that our children never wanted it Christmas time. So let's give back in this way. And we linked arms with the U.S. Marines. And now we've grown this campaign to partnering with over 350 small businesses in the area to collect on behalf of Toys for Tots. And we're the largest donor to Toys for Tots in the greater St. Louis region. Last year, we represented 36% of what was distributed
Wow.
in the greater St. Louis region. So, yeah, very proud of what we've been able to grow to. And at this point, I think that the Toys for Tots Foundation really counts on our contribution year to year, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, and the gala is coming up December 16th at Ameristar Casino. And if people want to get tickets and join this amazing evening, how can they get them?
They can visit our website, which is burbash.com, and it's burr, like it's cold outside, like it is tonight. Record-breaking lows tonight.
That's Burr with three R's, by the
three
way.
R's.
B-R-R-R, because it is flipping cold out there.
Right. B3Rsbash.com. There is a limited number of tickets left available, but certainly there are tickets to the gala left. But more importantly, on that website, individuals can find a list of all of the individual businesses that are collecting on our behalf. So go patronize a local business and donate a toy, because they may be offering a discount or a special, and certainly they'd like to see you walk through the door and support them.
Well, Angel, I appreciate you taking the time tonight. I appreciate everything that you do, because I have seen the hustle up close and personal. And I know you have put your heart and soul into this, and it shows, because I see the LBB stickers on so many vehicles all across the region. And it's a good nose. It's a good thing that you put that there, because everybody's going to know whenever you see that LBB icon on a back of a car or a windshield somewhere, you're going to know there is a lady in front of you who is a woman to be reckoned with, and she is making things happen, and probably somebody that you need to get to know, that you definitely need to get to know, Angel. And if you are a lady looking for an opportunity to plug in with other professional women, then you need to look into the women of LBB and get involved and make a difference. And I really appreciate you taking some time on this very chilly Halloween night to talk to us a little bit about your organization.
The pleasure's all mine. Very grateful for you, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, I'll see you around the homestead. So take care. That is Angel Magasano. She is with the women of LBB, and she is changing lives. I love watching everything they've done with the Toys for Tots campaign. The Burbash has really just been fantastic. There is a lot of fantastic stuff that is going on. There is a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in politics, and it feels like everybody and their brother is running for something next year. We're going to talk with one of those people on the other side of the break. Paul Barry III is running for lieutenant governor. It seems like everybody else is running for lieutenant governor. We're going to find out what makes him stand out from the crowd. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service on a chilly Halloween evening on KMOX.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Is that your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX? If you are taking the long way home, there's my Super Tramp reference. We appreciate you spending some time in the car with us tonight. I was doing the show last Tuesday, and I got a text from my friend Gail Leonard, who is at the Fox Theater. Amazing place, and looking forward to seeing some great shows. Book of Mormon is coming to the Fox Theater this time around, and I want to see that show. So she sent me a text and said, I was coming home from my hair appointment, and I heard this familiar voice on KMOX. So I appreciate the friends reaching out and saying hi. Talked to a friend earlier today who is thrown his hat in the ring and decided that he wants to run statewide. I am always amazed by folks who take on the challenge of running for statewide office, because that means you are about ready to drive the wheels off your vehicle. And Paul Berry III is joining us now. Paul, how are you, sir?
Hey, KMOX Nation, Mike Elam, how you guys doing this evening?
Man, we are good, and we're probably better than you are, because we're not running statewide and on a ballot in, what are we looking at, 10 months or so from right now? And I'm sure you're just tearing up the road, trying to meet as many potential voters as you can.
Oh, that's true, but the one road I've been tearing up tonight is with my two daughters on Halloween, so this is a nice excuse to get warm. You know, I you'd think it'd be over, but, like, you know, the kids are having a ball. I live in Maryland Heights, and we just have a great community. But it is trick-or-treat on the voters of the city of St. Louis and throughout Missouri of what do you want for a government? You know, do you want a government that's going to resolve the issues that's tearing us apart, not only in the city of St. Louis, but obviously at the fabric of the things that are important to the state? Or do you want the treats of people just saying, give me, give me, and, you know how that goes, Mike. I really want to see, in a long term, Missourians starting to, again, solve problems. Now, you know, there's always partisanship, and that's part of politics. But just because we're very partisan as a nation doesn't mean that we can't have common sense solutions locally. You know, when are we going to address crime? Our failing school system. It's almost like every election, Mike, we're talking about the same things, and honestly, nothing ever gets done.
This is true. We were talking with Steve Ellman last hour, and believe it or not, we're going to have him on after we finish talking with you. And he was just talking about the fact of there are folks out there who have forgotten that it is the job of elected officials to actually come with solutions to problems and not just get out there and what I would refer as bomb throwers and say, I'm going to sit back in the stands and I'm going to throw all these things out there and just criticize everybody. But I don't really have a true solution of how to fix a problem.
Well, and that's the thing. And I say that this happens in both parties. It's not just unique to Republicans. But, you know, I always say that you have to have responsibility in your statements and what your actions are, what you're talking about doing. I'm glad I'm going to be tuning in to hear Steve Ellman. He is a model of how to run a county. You know, you don't always agree with people on every issue, and that happens in politics. But I've learned so much from Mr. Ellman just throughout the years of paying attention to how he deals with, like, tax incentives and just making sure that business owners are treated fairly. You know, when you have the same kind of business as the guy down the street and he gets a tax break and you don't, that's not very American. And only in very unique situations where, you know, the whole county would benefit should we even get involved in that. And honestly, St. Louis County and the city of St. Louis, they should go to Steve Ellman's masterclass on how to run a county.
I'm sure Steve would be more than happy to offer that class. Hey, I do want to find out from you, though. You've thrown your hat in the ring for lieutenant governor. There seems to be all of the statewide races that are up seem to have a number of people who have decided that they're all going to run for this. So how did you come about deciding lieutenant governor is the arena that you wanted to throw your hat into this time around?
It's a great question. I'm so glad you asked it. I've run for county executive as a Republican nominee against Steve Stenger. And after he was suited off to prison in an orange jumpsuit, we had a special election, which happened in the middle of COVID. And for myself, and what I think I'm unique to my three opponents, is that I want to start connecting the dots. We have great local people in a lot of different instances, but it gets lost in the wash with the state and the federal. What I want to do is just sort of be this expediter to connect the dots. One of the things I can say for the urban areas of City of St. Louis and some of the areas of St. Louis County, you deserve to have an elected official that has connections with the state government. It's going to sound a little arrogant of me, but sometimes I'm already the lieutenant governor because I get so many calls and messages and people wanting to connect with government. What does the lieutenant governor do besides drive around and hand out resolutions at elementary schools? What I can do is provide leadership on major issues that are affecting the region. You know, when you're the Secretary of State, you're dealing with elections and business registration. When you're the treasurer, you're dealing with our state's finances. You know, when you are the attorney general, you're worried about defending the government, the state against lawsuits and prosecuting them. And everybody knows that the governor signs bills, is in charge of the executive branch. What I can do is sort of fill in as a fireman, whether the issues rural or urban or wherever it is affecting Missourians, and make sure that I can bring attention to that. Now, with the relationships I have with the governor, the current governor candidates, and the relationships I have with, you know, elected officials, you know, I think I'm properly placed not only to understand the issues at hand, but to be able to address them with real solutions. And, you know, if I could just do this as a businessman or as a father, as just a resident, you know, citizen of Missouri, I would just do it that way. But unfortunately, I've sat back and I've watched things get worse and worse. And honestly, I think the voters in St. Louis County and the city of St. Louis currently have buyer's remorse. And with that buyer's remorse, Mike, I believe that, you know, if we keep doing the same thing and we elect somebody and they're going to go three steps up and say the same thing the last guy said, you know, I'm a running quarterback, okay? We got enough sacks in this state. Give me the ball, let me run it, and I'll make you proud.
So we're talking with Paul Berry III. He's running for lieutenant governor. I've only got about a minute left here, Paul. So as we wrap this up, For those folks around the state of Missouri, because this is KMOX in the evening, we reach 38 states. So
yes,
37 of them aren't going to be able to vote for you. But the one here is. So if there's somebody listening across the state right now, what is your 30-second pitch of why Paul Barry is the guy, as opposed to anybody else, to be Missouri's next lieutenant governor?
If you're a Republican, you're voting in the Republican primary, it's about people that complete things. You know, anybody can stand up and filibuster and read a book for 30 hours, and we're supposed to think you're a hero. But let's just look at the St. Louis region. City-county merger, I went after Rex Sinfield. They spent millions of dollars. You see that the county's not merged. They wanted to take the airport and privatize it instead of utilizing the airport across the region. I thought that it's not monetized, or it's not privatized. When you look real briefly at COVID, I was the first person to file a lawsuit to push back against this. And after they tried to come after us a year later, we fought the county. We even got Democrats to vote for it with us on these COVID mandates, and on and on and on. And quite frankly, my opponents seem to get into more scandal than actually solutions. My name is Paul Barry III. I'm a lifetime resident of this state. I'm a father of five daughters, a nephew of Chuck Barry, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you taking the time tonight. We will keep following your run for lieutenant governor. Wish you the best of luck. Hope you stay warm on this record-setting, probably, Halloween evening. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Aiden, do me a favor. Give Steve Ellman my best, okay? We're proud of him.
I'm sure he is listening right now, but I will follow up on that on the other side. Paul, thanks for taking the time tonight.
All right, thank you, sir.
That is Paul Barry III, and this is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in tonight on this, and we are going to reconnect, hopefully, with Steve Ellman, because I didn't get enough chance to really talk to him at the end of last hour. So we're going to try and continue that conversation on the other side. It's At Your Service on St. Louis's News Talk Radio, 1120 KMOX. It is Halloween evening. It is cold, record-setting cold in St. Louis, as a matter of fact. But it's always hot at your service at News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in today. And Steve Ellman is back on the phone with us again. County Executive, how are you?
I'm back.
You know, it's one of those kind of things that sometimes you just have a guest that's too good to be short. So you have to have them on again. Normally you do that another day. But today we're turning around and doing it tonight. Kyle and I were just having the conversation about you were on with Chris and Amy one time and talking sports. And I said, this guy can talk a little bit of everything, but tonight we probably don't want to talk World Series because at 10-1, it's just really not going to be a good game. Although it's probably a game that what was that guy's name? Mad Dog, who was the sports announcer in New York, the guy who said if Arizona made it to the World Series, he was going to retire immediately. Have you noticed that he's still on the radio? There are these people who make these big claims, and they don't seem to follow through. I'm still waiting for all the liberals who said if Trump won, they were moving to Canada. I guess all the moving trucks were busy, and they haven't been able to make it out yet.
Well, maybe they moved and then moved right back. Who knows?
That's very true. Hey, last time we talked, I wanted to get your feedback on all the craziness that has been going on in D.C. because I haven't really had an opportunity when I've been on the radio to catch up with you and get your feedback. I mean, you had Matt Gaetz and his group of eight who decided to just blow up the house and put us into this crazy time. How did you feel that went from the time that they blew all this up until we ended up getting our new speaker?
Well, it was quite disappointing. And it just, we have something called the rule of law, where we live under laws that are applicable equally to everyone and so forth and so on. But our system not only depends upon laws, but it also depends on a lot of customs and traditions that really can't be enforced. People have to voluntarily agree to them. And we've been going through a period here where a lot of those customs and traditions have gone by the wayside. It used to be a kind of an unwritten rule that when a president leaves office, he doesn't criticize the person who takes his place. We've seen that way go by the wayside. It was a long tradition in parliamentary and our system of government, where once you had the two parties, and of course, you know, our Constitution didn't envision there being two parties. That's something that simply developed. So there's nothing in the Constitution about them. What developed basically is a custom where whoever has the majority, that caucus gets together, and they may have two or three people want to be the speaker. And they have an election. They may have, you know, they may eliminate one and then the final two or whatever. But in the end, the majority of the caucus picks who the speaker is going to be. And then it's again, there's no law. There's no rule. But the custom is then everybody goes along with it. And that's what Republicans and Democrats have done for the last 150 years or more. And all of a sudden this year, you know, what happened was strictly legal. It could have happened any time in the past, but there was something called, you know, party discipline. And the discipline was, you know, once you lose your election to be speaker, then you go ahead and support the person who won within your caucus. But again, you know, if the tradition has been violated, it's not illegal. You can see the result, though, and you can see why it's been observed most of the time for, you know, since the beginning of the Republic. There's just a whole lot of other, I don't know, things, I won't call them traditions. There's just certain behaviors that are considered, used to be considered unacceptable and now have become more widespread. We've seen a breakdown in decorum just in our own council meetings the last two or three years.
It's very true. I remember walking out of a meeting one time that was exceptionally ugly, and I remember you saying to me, can you imagine what upstanding business leader in our community would want to sit through and be an elected official in a meeting like that? And it's one of those kind of things of that's where we kind of sit these days. People show
that's
up.
That's a real problem.
It is. They show up in public meetings and they heckle speakers when they're trying to speak. They treat it more like a rally than a public meeting. And you see people get yelled down. You see signs showing up at public meetings. It's the kind of thing that you didn't have before. We had a lady who showed up at our meeting last night who talked about decorum. And she's right. You know, there's a thing of showing respect to human beings, of giving them the opportunity to say their side. Now, once you say that side, there should be an opportunity to rebuttal. But it can be done by following the rules, and it can be done by being respectful to one another and having that type of conversation. Do you think
that... But we're back where I started, Mike, and that's, you know, is it a stunt or is it an honest attempt to have a dialogue that could lead to solving a problem?
True.
And the main reason I think a lot of what we saw is strictly stunts was because people were there complaining about things we had absolutely no control over. there really was nothing we could do if we wanted to. So, I mean, that tells me they're there to be noticed and truly is a stunt because, they're, you know, in many cases, these were things that were in the statute. They should have been in Jeff City asking the legislature to change it, not asking us to do something we aren't authorized to do. So that tells me right there that if they're in the wrong place, it's probably they're just there to get attention, and it's a stunt rather than an effort to try to solve a problem.
Do you think that the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is going to be able to effectively lead this group of Republicans, or do you think he could very well be in the same boat that Kevin McCarthy found himself in?
He'll be able to lead them if they go back to their way of doing things and accepting the fact that he's been elected by them and he's their leader. And, you know, if they can ask for they can always ask, I guess, to have a new election and another chance to put somebody else in there. But again, once they're in there, the body has to agree, yeah, this is our person.
We're talking to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman just about the state of politics today. I talked about it in last hour. You have a great history from all levels of government that I think you've got a great viewpoint of this. I'm curious, do you think that we're going to see a return? I mean, we're starting to see a pushback, and you're seeing more and more people. I was having this conversation with a guy earlier today. You're seeing the two political parties lose members a lot. People are less likely to identify themselves as a Republican or a Democrat these days, and they're moving mm-hmm. out of the parties, and they don't want a label. You have some people, I mean, you're talking about nationally the No Labels Party, and you're seeing that movement, but you're seeing it happen in the general public. They're moving away from the parties, and they're moving to the center, and they're saying, you know, pox on both your houses, I don't want to be involved in that. But yeah. with the primary process the way it is, those folks who are in the middle and getting squeezed more and more are unable to find candidates that they are excited about voting for. Do you think that's going to change anytime soon?
Well, you know, the problem, what you identify is true, and it's happening, but who's going to lead those people? I mean, how do you have a national or even a statewide leader says, hey, I'm going to lead these people, and we're going to make a change. It's just it's difficult to operate outside of the two traditional parties. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Part of me thinks that we're going to have to find somebody that was kind of the Donald Trump model, to where somebody who has the money to be able to put their own campaign together, and they mm-hmm. have the I hate to call it magnetism, but they have already a platform that they can utilize and turn it to that. And there's only a handful of people in the country who would actually qualify for that. I mean, Donald Trump was a guy that everybody knew long before he ever ran for president. I remember growing up and seeing Donald Trump, and he was the wealthy playboy of the 80s, right? He was at Studio 54.
Do you remember the last person to actually do that, Mike?
Who was that?
Last person to ask? Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan, yes.
Ronald Reagan, you know, obviously Republican hero, but there were a lot of Reagan Democrats. And
there were.
He reached across party lines and was a unifier rather than a divider. And that's kind of what we have today. I don't think it's good to even talk about Republicans and Democrats anymore. We got unifiers and we got dividers. And the people on the extremes want to divide us. People in the middle realize to get some things done, you've got to work together on certain things without compromising all your values. There's a way to do this. People have done it for a long time, and that's the way our system is supposed to work.
Well, hopefully,
I was going to say something earlier and it slipped my mind. It's back now. The problem are the primaries. I mean, I almost wish we could go back to smoke-filled rooms to pick candidates, because what we have now is primaries in the Democratic and Republican Party, where the most liberal Democrat gets elected in the primary and the most conservative Republican gets elected. And then we tell
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is Halloween evening. It is cold, record-setting cold in St. Louis, as a matter of fact. But it's always hot at your service at Newstalk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in today, and Steve Ellman is back on the phone with us again. County Executive, how are you?
I'm back.
You know, it's one of those kind of things that sometimes you just have a guest that's too good to be short. So you have to have him on again. Normally you do that another day, but today we're turning around and doing it tonight. Kyle and I were just having the conversation about you were on with Chris and Amy one time and talking sports. And I said, this guy can talk a little bit of everything, but tonight we probably don't want to talk World Series because at 10-1, it's just really not going to be a good game. Although it's probably a game that what was that guy's name? Mad Dog, who was the sports announcer in New York, the guy who said if Arizona made it to the World Series, he was going to retire immediately. Have you noticed that he's still on the radio? There are these people who make these big claims, and they don't seem to follow through. I'm still waiting for all the liberals who said if Trump won, they were moving to Canada. I guess all the moving trucks were busy, and they haven't been able to make it out yet.
Well, maybe they moved and then moved right back. Who knows?
That's very true. Hey, last time we talked, I wanted to get your feedback on all the craziness that has been going on in D.C. because I haven't really had an opportunity when I've been on the radio to catch up with you and get your feedback. I mean, you had Matt Gaetz and his group of eight who decided to just blow up the house and put us into this crazy time. How did you feel that went from the time that they blew all this up until we ended up getting our new speaker?
Well, it was quite disappointing, and it just we have something called the rule of law, where we live under laws that are applicable equally to everyone, and so forth and so on. But our system not only depends upon laws, but it also depends on a lot of customs and traditions that really can't be enforced. People have to voluntarily agree to them. And we've been going through a period here where a lot of those customs and traditions have gone by the wayside. It used to be a kind of an unwritten rule that when a president leaves office, he doesn't criticize the person who takes his place. We've seen that way go by the wayside. It was a long tradition in parliamentary and our system of government where once you had the two parties, and of course, our Constitution didn't envision there being two parties. That's something that simply developed. So there's nothing in the Constitution about them. What developed basically is a custom where whoever has the majority, that caucus gets together and they may have two or three people want to be the speaker. And they have an election. They may have, they may eliminate one and then the final two or whatever. But in the end, the majority of the caucus picks who the speaker is going to be. And then it's again, there's no law. There's no rule. But the custom is then everybody goes along with it. And that's what Republicans and Democrats have done for the last 150 years or more. And all of a sudden, this year, you know, what happened was strictly legal. It could have happened any time in the past, but there was something called, you know, party discipline. And the discipline was, you know, once you lose your election to be speaker, then you go ahead and support the person who won within your caucus. But again, you know, if the tradition has been violated, it's not illegal. You can see the result, though, and you can see why it's been observed most of the time for, you know, since the beginning of the Republic. There's just a whole lot of other, I don't know, things, I won't call them traditions. There's just certain behaviors that are considered, used to be considered unacceptable and now have become more widespread. We've seen a breakdown in decorum just in our own council meetings the last 2 or 3 years.
It's very true. I remember walking out of a meeting one time that was exceptionally ugly. And I remember you saying to me, can you imagine what upstanding business leader in our community would want to sit through and be an elected official in a meeting like that? And it's one of those kind of things of that's where we kind of sit these days. People show
that's
up.
That's a real problem.
It is. They show up in public meetings and they heckle speakers when they're trying to speak. They treat it more like a rally than a public meeting. And you see people get yelled down. You see signs showing up at public meetings. It's the kind of thing that you didn't have before. We had a lady who showed up at our meeting last night who talked about decorum. And she's right. You know, there's a thing of showing respect to human beings, of giving them the opportunity to say their side. Now, once you say that side, there should be an opportunity to rebuttal. But it can be done by following the rules, and it can be done by being respectful to one another and having that type of conversation. Do you think
But we're back where I started, Mike, and that's, you know, is it a stunt or is it an honest attempt to have a dialogue that could lead to solving a problem?
True.
And the main reason I think a lot of what we saw is strictly stunts was because people were there complaining about things we had absolutely no control over. there really was nothing we could do if we wanted to. So, I mean, that tells me they're there to be noticed, and truly is a stunt because there, you know, in many cases, these were things that were in the statute that should have been in Jeff City asking the legislature to change it, not asking us to do something we aren't authorized to do. So that tells me right there that if they're in the wrong place, it's probably they're just there to get attention, and it's a stunt rather than an effort to try to solve a problem.
Do you think that the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is going to be able to effectively lead this group of Republicans, or do you think he could very well be in the same boat that Kevin McCarthy found himself in?
He'll be able to lead them if they go back to their way of doing things and accepting the fact that he's been elected by them and he's their leader. And, you know, if they can ask for they can always ask, I guess, to have a new election and another chance to put somebody else in there. But again, once they're in there, the body has to agree. Yeah, this is our person.
We're talking to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman just about the state of politics today. I talked about it in last hour. You have a great history from all levels of government that I think you've got a great viewpoint of this. I'm curious, do you think that we're going to see a return? I mean, we're starting to see a pushback, and you're seeing more and more people. I was having this conversation with a guy earlier today. You're seeing the two political parties lose members a lot. People are less likely to identify themselves as a Republican or a Democrat these days, and they're moving out of the parties, and they don't want a label. You have some people, I mean, you're talking about nationally the No Labels Party, and you're seeing that movement, but you're seeing it happen in the general public. They're moving away from the parties, and they're moving to the center, And they're saying, you know, pox on both your houses, I don't want to be involved in that. But yeah, with the primary process the way it is, those folks who are in the middle and getting squeezed more and more are unable to find candidates that they are excited about voting for. Do you think that's going to change anytime soon?
Well, you know, the problem, what you identify is true, and it's happening, but who's going to lead those people? I mean, how do you have a national or even a statewide leader says, "Hey, I'm going to lead these people, and we're going to make a change." It's just it's difficult to operate outside of the two traditional parties. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Part of me thinks that we're going to have to find somebody that was kind of the Donald Trump model. To where somebody who has the money to be able to put their own campaign together, and they have the, I hate to call it magnetism, but they have already a platform that they can utilize and turn it to that. And there's only a handful of people in the country who would actually qualify for that. I mean, Donald Trump was a guy that everybody knew long before he ever ran for president. I remember growing up and seeing Donald Trump, and he was the wealthy playboy of the 80s, right? He was at Studio 54.
Do you remember the last person to actually do that, Mike?
Who was that?
Last person to actually? Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan, yes.
Ronald Reagan, you know, obviously Republican hero, but there were a lot of Reagan Democrats. He reached across party lines and was a unifier rather than a divider, and that's kind of what we have today. I don't think it's good to even talk about Republicans and Democrats anymore. We got unifiers and we got dividers, and the people on the extremes want to divide us. People in the middle realize to get some things done, you've got to work together on certain things without compromising all your values. There's a way to do this. People have done it for a long time, and that's the way our system is supposed to work.
Well, hopefully,
but, I was going to say something earlier and it slipped my mind. It's back now. The problem are the primaries. I almost wish we could go back to smoke-filled rooms to pick candidates, because what we have now is primaries in the Democratic and Republican Party, where the most liberal Democrat gets elected in the primary and the most conservative Republican gets elected. And then we tell them to go to Jefferson City or Washington, D.C. and work together. And, you know, there's nobody in the middle. And when I was in Jeff City 25 years ago, I mean, we had extremists. They made speeches and, you know, and then sat down and the right-center Republicans and the left-center Democrats would get together and decide, okay, what can we pass? What do we need to have in this bill so we can get a majority of the people to support it? And you actually solve problems back in at that time. And I can point to a lot of problems we solved. There's a lot of problems out there right now that aren't getting solved. And the legislative branch is supposed to make laws. Instead, they become an investigative branch of government. And whether it's Democrats or Republicans in the House, they don't pass anything because it's going anywhere in the Senate because they're both too extreme. Instead, they go ahead and impeach presidents and spend all their time investigating things that ought to be investigated by the executive branch, not the legislative.
Well, I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to turn this thing around and we'll be able to get the train on the track, so to speak, and actually get things done for what you're talking about. But time will tell.
It's going to take younger people like you to do that.
Hopefully even younger than me to be able to do that.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm afraid the young people getting started right now aren't going to have nearly as much fun and feel the same reward that I felt in public service for the last 30 years.
Well, I appreciate you.
This changed me.
I appreciate you and everything you've done. Paul Berry was just on before you, and he was talking about a great example that you've set in St. Charles, and you've been a great mentor for me in the time that I've been on the council, and I appreciate your leadership.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us tonight on KMOX.
I've had some great mentors from both parties.
Well, Hopefully, we will continue to find mentors and we'll continue to bring up good leaders. And we're definitely doing that in St. Charles County. And you're one of those guys who has made it happen. So, Steve Ellman, thanks for taking the time tonight.
Anytime, Mike.
Happy Halloween. That is Steve Ellman, County Executive from St. Charles. We are going to wrap up the big show and At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Kyle said earlier tonight, kind of music do you like? I said, I'm a country guy. He said, I'm not really in the country. I said, any Kenny Chesney is always good. So thanks for wrapping up the night with Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney is the guy I will always pay to go see. He does a fantastic show. He is the country Jimmy Buffett. I will put it that way, right? So he gets there. Hey, Kyle says, don't call it a comeback, but Arizona in the eighth inning is actually making a game out of it. It's 11-5. So, you know, it's kind of a game. It's much more of a game than it was when it was 10-0. 10-0, it was like, well, let's go trick-or-treating. Because, you know, there's not a lot going on here tonight. Hey, hope you have had a great time listening tonight. Appreciate all the guests on the Quiver River Electric guest line joining us throughout the evening. It's been jam-packed that we got everybody in there. Hope you've enjoyed getting to meet some folks around your community and some folks that are doing things that just make the community better. I was just talking to a guy the other day about the nature of politics and where we are today, and he said, yeah, I used to care. But these days, I just don't even care anymore because I'm just so jaded by everything that's kind of going on. So hopefully that starts to change. Hopefully we can get some leaders that remember why they're there and they're going to continue to make some changes that are positive for the community. And you're going to see that. I'm very excited about Wesley Bell jumping into this race against Cori Bush because I just think she's crazy. But that's my personal opinion. Feel free to differ. It is America, and you're allowed to do that. Speaking of America, I'm hoping that we get a handle on what's going on these college campuses, and people start to understand there are consequences to your actions. And I think you're starting to see that when donors at Harvard and donors at Columbia and donors at some of these Ivy League institutions have started to pull back, and they're having real regret that they have just thrown money at these universities, and they haven't really paid attention to what their money has gone to. But you've seen a lot of donors lately who are starting to come back and say, man, I gave you $50 million. $50 million they donated to, I believe in this guy's case, it was to Columbia. And he's looking at what his money got him, and he's just embarrassed for the fact that he actually gave them money at all. It's very sad. When we were in New York a couple of weeks ago, it was the first time I'd ever been to New York, and it just so happened to be on the day right after tragedy happened in Israel, and they came in and invaded and killed nearly 1,400 people. So you started seeing the protests that were happening on both sides. You had the pro-Palestinian and the pro-Israeli protests that were going on all over New York City. It was kind of crazy to me that you would have people in our country stand up and support terrorists. Like, this is a group who actually said they want to destroy Israel and they want to destroy the United States. And you're going to stand in the streets of the United States and say, I am all about them and you should support them. I'm thinking, you're crazy. And you should go join them because then you can get a little bit more of an understanding of what you're actually facing. The world's a crazy place, but you live here. You got a choice. You going to make it better, or are you going to be part of the problem? It's Halloween. Don't be scary. We've had enough of that. My name's Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Halloween tonight. Do something a little nicer. Listen to Kenny Chesney on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Happy Halloween.
Can't we all get along? T-shirt said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Kyle said earlier tonight, what kind of music do you like? I said, I'm a country guy. He said, I'm not really into country. He said, any Kenny Chesney is always good. So thanks for wrapping up the night with Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney is the guy I will always pay to go see. He does a fantastic show. He is the country Jimmy Buffett. I will put it that way, right? So he gets there. Hey, Kyle says, don't call it a comeback, but Arizona in the eighth inning is actually making a game out of it. It's 11-5. So, you know, it's kind of a game. It's much more of a game than it was when it was 10-0. 10-0, it was like, well, let's go trick-or-treating. Because, you know, there's not a lot going on here tonight. Hey, hope you have had a great time listening tonight. Appreciate all the guests on the Quiver River Electric guest line joining us throughout the evening. It's been jam-packed that we got everybody in there. Hope you've enjoyed getting to meet some folks around your community and some folks that are doing things that just make the community better. I was just talking to a guy the other day about the nature of politics and where we are today. And he said, yeah, I used to care. But these days, I just don't even care anymore because I'm just so jaded by everything that's kind of going on. So hopefully that starts to change. Hopefully we can get some leaders that remember why they're there and they're going to continue to make some changes that are positive for the community. And you're going to see that. I'm very excited about Wesley Bell jumping into this race against Cori Bush because I just think she's crazy. But that's my personal opinion. Feel free to differ. It is America, and you're allowed to do that. Speaking of America, I'm hoping that we get a handle on what's going on these college campuses, and people start to understand there are consequences to your actions. And I think you're starting to see that when donors at Harvard and donors at Columbia and donors at some of these Ivy League institutions have started to pull back, and they're having real regret that they have just thrown money at these universities, and they haven't really paid attention to what their money has gone to. But you've seen a lot of donors lately who are starting to come back and say, man, I gave you $50 million. $50 million they donated to, I believe in this guy's case, it was to Columbia. And he's looking at what his money got him, and he's just embarrassed for the fact that he actually gave them money at all. It's very sad. When we were in New York a couple of weeks ago, it was the first time I'd ever been to New York, and it just so happened to be on the day right after tragedy happened in Israel, and they came in and invaded and killed nearly 1,400 people. So you started seeing the protests that were happening on both sides. You had the pro-Palestinian and the pro-Israeli protests that were going on all over New York City. It was kind of crazy to me that you would have people in our country stand up and support terrorists. Like, this is a group who actually said they want to destroy Israel and they want to destroy the United States. And you're going to stand in the streets of the United States and say, I am all about them and you should support them. I'm thinking, you're crazy. And you should go join them because then you can get a little bit more of an understanding of what you're actually facing. The world's a crazy place, but you live here. You got a choice. You going to make it better, or are you going to be part of the problem? It's Halloween. Don't be scary. We've had enough of that. My name's Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Halloween tonight. Do something a little nicer. Listen to Kenny Chesney on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Happy Halloween. Can't we all get along?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.